Hi, you're listening to the Planet A podcast with Ariel and
Alexandra. On this weekly podcast, we will be discussing what is happening around the world and also in our lives. Enjoy! Hi, everyone.
Hello.
I think this is 51. Let's hope it is. But, wait. Is it? I'm seriously doubting
something
myself.
Something like that.
I'm seriously doubting
guys,
myself.
Just trust us. It's a random episode.
No. I got it. It's 51. Okay. Yay me. But before we get into the episode, we're going to update you guys on our amazing lives in our week. What have I even done?
Oh, I went to the hospital twice.
Oh, yeah. You can share if you want to.
Okay. So
why is my Zoom name a happy face? Okay, go ahead.
I have no idea. I got my second dose of the Pfizer vaccine.
Same.
On Tuesday, a long time ago. And I had like really bad symptoms, so I had to see the doctor.
Oh,
Yeah, so I went to the emergency room on Saturday and today, but today is Thursday.
Yeah, while I'm recording.
I think I took a COVID swab. It tickled my brain.
Oh, yeah. Ariel sent me a message, and she was like, it tickled my brain. And I was like, great.
It kind of burned. For like 5 minutes after, too. I was like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah. I really don't like the COVID tests. I only did it once, and I do not want to do it again, but.
It better be negative.
It hasn't come back.
If it's positive, then I can't fly to Ontario. I'm supposed to fly on Friday, which is tomorrow.
I'm sure it'll be negative. I mean, like, you don't have symptoms, do you? Okay. And you have, like, your vaccine doses. So I'm sure you'll be fine. Okay, so, wait, when are you going to? Actually, no. Doesn't matter. Okay, why are you going to Ontario? This is fun. You're lucky you got the go.
Okay. I'm gonna see my family because I haven't seen them in a while.
Oh, fun.
Should be fun.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure you'll miss me. Wait, does that mean we won't be able to record?
I will record. Don't worry.
Okay.
Or we can record.
Yeah.
The time zone's gonna be weird.
Oh, yeah. You're 3 hours ahead. You know why I know that? Because Johnny lives in Toronto, so I know what his time zone is. I'm such a weird person. But anyways. Yeah, so Ontario. I think it's 3 hours ahead of wherever we are.
Not Toronto. Somewhere else in Ontario.
Okay. Anyways, how my week, what did I do? I had summer school. So tiring for the whole week. Next week's last week on Friday. I didn't really do much. I had swimming with our friend. You probably know her. I'll put in the chat. But I had swimming with her. I had a dance practice thing with Stephanie and Vivian, but Francesca can go. So yeah. Cool. Without further ado. That's such a weird word. Okay, we are going to talk about 2021 summer fashion trends that is like trending right now and whether we like it or not. So we're gonna give like a rating and then we're gonna try to talk about it. Well, we talk about it first and then we give a rating. Doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we both have.
But also like say like who we see where the. You know?
Yeah. So we have collected a little list. If we think of anything while we record, then we can add it. But so far, that's what we have.
Mm-hmm.
Ari, you can say the first one.
Mm-hmm. Baby tees. So what are they, like, small? No, I know what they are. how do
like,
I describe this?
Some like,
people might not know.
Yeah. just, like, short sleeve.
It's like a small, it's like a mini version of a t-shirt.
Yeah, like baby tees,
basically. It's a mini t-shirt, literally.
Yeah, like sometimes it can be like cropped. What am I saying? But I don't know. I don't want to like the cropped ones, but I just like the normal length baby tees. That's, yeah. I like them. I personally like wearing them, especially during the summer. And I think just it's just really good for like casual clothing and streetwear, whatever.
Yeah. I have a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, same. Kind of. Not really. I have a few.
I have 8 or 9 out of 10.
You give a 9? I give them a 10 out of 10. I love them. I just like wearing them. Because I don't really like long sleeve things. Especially if the sleeve is too long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And short sleeve is just like,
it's uncomfortable.
It's not like no sleeves at all. It's just short sleeve. And I like that. So I like, and I like the fit because it's like a normal t-shirt and it's really cute. It looks cute. So 10 out of 10 for me. Okay. So the next one are tennis skirts. And these have been pretty trendy, I think, for the last forever. I don't know.
They can be expensive. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah, some of them, especially the white ones, are like really trendy.
Oh, yeah.
You see everyone have worn those, at least once.
They're kind of overrated because now everyone's like following that trend. At first, they were nice, and now they're just, you know, you see them everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, well, along with like the crew neck and like the collared shirt and the tennis skirt, that is just like the what everyone wears. Well, not everyone, but like. Mm-hmm. That's basically the trendy outfit with the tennis skirt. I don't think anyone wears like a tennis skirt with like, I don't know, a t-shirt. Maybe they do, but that's what you see, the collared shirt and the brunette and the tennis skirt. But I think it's cute. I don't know. I like the white ones. I like seeing them. I think it's a good like clothing piece. So I would give it like a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, well, I think that I see them too much, so I'd give them, like, a 5 out of 10.
Okay. Aria's a lot more honest, but...
Yes.
I mean, like, from the clothing item, I like seeing it on an outfit at 9 out of 10, but definitely I see it way too much now, so, like, maybe an 8. I'll give it an 8 out of 10.
Okay. I mean, they look nice on some people.
Yeah. Yeah, like, maybe tall people. Do they look good on short people?
I don't know. It just depends on the person.
Yeah, it just really depends on the person. Okay. Next thing.
Oh, sorry. I have to open the chat. Flannels.
I have worn... So, I have like, worn,
wait. Lumberjacks.
Lumberjacks? I said longer jackets, and I was like...
No.
Lumberjacks. Lumberjacks. Yeah, like those plaid...
Yeah, I like things sometimes.
I like I like wearing like a shirt, like a baby tee, and like shorts, and then have that on. So it's kind of like a jacket, but not really. But and it's kind of perfect for summer because it's lighter. But I don't know. It's kind of something like my dad would wear. I found so many in his closet. Why was I looking through his closet?
Yeah, why were you looking through his closet?
Because I was trying to see if he had flannels, and then I saw, and I was like, here's a lot. Wait, I have, like, a short-sleeve one. I think I've worn it before, and it's a short-sleeve one. It's kind of like a vest flannel thing. It's very cute. It's very long. So flannels are longer. Yeah. Okay. So I would give flannels... Actually, you go first.
Well, since they're pretty comfortable, I'd say maybe an 8 out of 10.
I would give it like a, yeah, like a 7 and like an 8 out of 10. Okay, the next one are Crocs. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Ariel has this whole paragraph prepared, but.
I didn't have a whole paragraph. Okay. Come on.
Okay, so I'll say mine. I wear Crocs all the time. Every single photo on Instagram you see, I'm probably wearing, wait, I actually want to take a look. Where is my
Instagram? It's like Miranda Sings.
Okay, no, wait. Actually, not every photo. Wait a second. Not even one of the photos I have posted on my Instagram. But I wear Crocs every day, okay? I wore today. And I guess I don't wear them for Instagram photos, but I wear them a lot. And I wear them to swimming. So I'm a swimmer, so that's why I wear Crocs. And I don't know. I like the ones that have, like, designs on them. They're cute. So I would give it, like, an 8 out of 10 just because I wear them a lot. Now for Ariel.
Okay. They don't look good on people except for Alex. Sorry, but I'm not sorry. I mean, maybe Miranda Sings. She can pull it off. Colleen Ballinger. Yeah, that's it. Otherwise, it would be a 4 out of 10.
Okay, that's great. But, like, is it just because you don't like the way it looks on, like, people, or is it just not practical?
No, I don't know. It's just, why would you wear Crocs with, like, a whole nice outfit? Like, that ruins it.
That's me every day.
You know, you look good with them, but some people have, like, yeah, I don't know, it's just true. Weird.
Yeah. Okay. The next one are high-waisted jeans. High-waisted jeans are definitely better than low-waisted jeans. Wait. Yeah. Because they're both kind of uncomfortable. So. High-waisted jeans are just, like, high-waisted. And you kind of have to have, like, the body shape for it. And I'm short. So, I don't really even know. I'm walking around if you hear that. Okay, Ariel, what do you think?
I think that low-waisted jeans are just weird. Sorry, but I mean, some people can pull them off, but like personally, like me, I could not pull that off. I like high-waisted ones. They're comfortable more. Like they're more comfortable.
Yeah, high-waisted are definitely way more comfortable.
Yeah.
And low, I do not. Okay, so high-waisted, I would give, like, 7 out of 10 because, just because. And then for low-waisted, I would give, like, a 4 out of 10.
Okay, for high-waisted, I would give an 8 out of 10. And for low-waisted, like, a 4.
Okay. Wait, what did you give high-waisted?
What is it? I think I said 8.
8, okay. All right. Yeah, so it's kind of similar to me. Low-waisted is worse than high-waisted. And it's just normal jeans, which I love. Okay, what's the next one? Baggy jeans. Baggy jeans? I do not really wear baggy jeans. I just wear, like, normal or high-waisted, I think.
Hold on, I need to see this.
Okay, but... why is there like an ice cream truck stand going outside?
Bro, when I look this up, I just see baby wearing jeans.
A baggy jeans.
Baggy jeans.
Okay. That's so funny. But baggy jeans are like those ones that have like kind of rips, maybe. Some of them have rips, and then they're just really baggy. And they're like baggy. And I guess they're nice for people who can, like, pull them off. That room is not too tight. I personally don't own a pair of baggy jeans, I don't think. Oh, wait. I don't know. But the pair area,
I have straight jeans.
The pair area let me
wear. Those are straight, not
wear, baggy. Yeah. Okay. So I have never worn baggy jeans, I don't think. But they're just...
I've tried them on. They're actually nice.
Baggy jeans look, yeah, they look nice when, like, in photos and stuff. I've never worn them, so I wouldn't know, but I think it's just, like, baggy sweatpants, you know? Just a more comfortable version of jeans, which is good. Comfort is good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, when they're over the top ripped, like, the whole thing's ripped and you have, like, nothing, then I think that's weird looking.
Yeah. Okay. You can say the next one.
We never rated it.
Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay, baggy jeans. Since I have never worn it, I can't really say the wearing it part, but, like, I would say for the look part and, like, comfortability. Is that even a word? Comfortability.
Comfortability, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I would give it, like, 6 out of 10.
I like the high-waisted baggy jeans. I'd give them a 9 out of 10.
Okay. Look at Ariel. Being positive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we can move on. Yay.
Okay. Oversized tees.
Oh, yes. I have been wearing oversized tees for... If you follow my extra account, Oh no, that's how Steph, I set this username. Stephanie started making fun of me, but it's ALEXXS_EXXTRA. And I've been wearing a lot of oversized shirts, like this one. And the caption is literally, I love oversized shirts with three standing emojis. I'll send it to Ariel. But yeah, so I like it. I would, it's just very baby and very comfortable. So I would give it a 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. How about?
Yeah, I like them because you could literally see people like Billie Eilish and Ariana Grande wearing oversized tees, and they're comfortable. And you could see
yeah, like oversized hoodies too, and sweatshirts.
I like them. I'd give them a 9.5 out of 10.
Nice. Okay, the next one are matching sets, and these are like sweatpants. Oh, sweat sets. What else?
What about like workout things? You know how like they have the workout like sports bra and a shorts.
Yeah, those like just matching things. Like,
yeah.
I have a gray like sweat shirt that's gray and matches with like. Gray, they came together, gray sweatpants. I find it that it's one color, so like very, is it called monochrome?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, monochrome. Okay, I have to wear like one color, but if it has like maybe tie dye or something, I think it'll look very cute if it's matching. It's just a really easy way to like look good and look put together, but you didn't actually really try.
Mm-hmm.
So. I think I'll give it like a 9 out of 10.
Yes, okay. Let's see my view on it. Some of them are nice. Actually, they are nice. If you're like, if you want it to match, obviously, I totally didn't know that. If you want them to match, they match. But sometimes you'll want like contrast. If you want contrast, no, don't do that. But yeah, they're nice because mm-hmm. they're the same material most of the time, I think. My grandmother got me one.
That's nice. Okay, the next one. Wait, did you give it a rating?
I'd give it a 7 out of 10.
Okay, the next one are corsets, and those are like it's just been like those tank, not really tank tops, but like, what are they even? Okay, well, I was.
Corsets. Well, they're very self explanatory. The corset. It's the waist cincher, guys.
Okay, well, I've never worn
cinches
one.
Your waist.
But when I see them in photos, I don't really like the photos of people in corsets. I don't know. I just never find them like pleasing to me. And I've never worn it, so I'll give it like a. 5 out of 10.
Okay.
I'm being so negative.
Yeah. Okay. I think so. A lot of people with scoliosis, they use it.
Mm.
Which, of course, they need to use it. You know, otherwise, you know, their back is all messed up. Mm. I think it's weird that people try and be like, "Oh my God, you're so cute."
I know when like people actually
need that.
Yeah, when people actually need it, and then they're just like, let's make it a trend to wear these when people actually, like, need to wear it for life.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I'd give it a 4 out of 10.
Okay. Do you want to say the next one?
Yeah. Crochet items.
Yeah. So those,
like hand knit.
Yeah, like tops, and yeah, I just find it, well, people made them, so I don't want to be like, no, they're terrible, but I very much like some of them, like the tank tops, maybe, and I like that it's handmade, and like, it kind of looks very, like, knit, put together, knitted and stuff. It's just very, mm-hmm. it's just really, like, nice, and not too basic, but not too, like, out there, you know. But knitted things are fun, so I would give it like a 8 out of 10.
Okay. I like the what would you call it? It's like the pastel one.
Oh, I love pastel. Those colors.
Ones are really nice.
Yeah.
The pastel crochet like baby tees. Those are my favorite things.
Yeah, I have like a. Well, I already posted a photo in it, but it's like it has a heaven scent on it, and it's like a pastel blue color. I love that one. Okay. What's your rating?
Beta.
Okay. The next one are terry cloth items, which is basically terry cloth is just basically towel material or towel like material. They're just very soft like towels. Yeah, it's just basically a towel and two shorts. Which yeah. I like the softness of it. I think it just it's like kind of in trend right now. The shorts ones are my favorite. I don't think are there like terry cloth tops? They probably are. Like yeah, of course there are. There's like sweatshirts and stuff that are terry cloth. Mm-hmm. And I just find it soft and just that's just very comforting. So 7 out of 10.
I like how they're comfortable, but they just, just look weird. It's like it looks like you're gonna get something stuck in it, you know. I don't know. It's just weird.
That's fair.
So I'd give it a 6 out of 10.
Okay. Okay. 90s clothes, which is just basically basic clothes. Mm-hmm. What even is okay? 90s clothes is like. Baby jeans, that's the first thing I see. The whole look of just like tank top or low just like
low waisted and bell bottoms.
Yes.
That's what, like, I think it is.
I searched 90s clothes and the first thing I see is Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen. Okay, anyways, those like fanny packs, just like shirts tucked into jeans. Jackets that don't go on, like zip up jackets but only zip like the top part. Tanks, just like like cheetah print skirts. And layering things, so like a white shirt and then a dress on top. Which I posted a photo of that. And cardigans and stuff. I like cardigans, I like layering, I like jeans, I like tops, so 90s clothes. Probably 9 out of 10 for me.
I think that they're kind of cool. It's mm-hmm. not really my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, actually, a lot of people look really good in it, but it's just not really my style, you know. So I give it 7 out of 10.
Okay. Second last thing are flare leggings and. These are mostly like the Lulu flare leggings that people have been wearing. And they're just basically leggings that flare at the bottom. I've personally
the
never.
Bell bottoms.
Okay, sure. I personally. Oh my god, I saw this shiny blue one. It looks like a mermaid tail. But I never worn flare leggings. They look interesting. I mean, like, some people, it probably looks really good on them. Like these models, but I don't. I mean, they look nice. They definitely look nice. Well, some of them, definitely not the blue one that I showed Ariel, but yeah. The black ones, just plain black, look nice. So I think I'll give it like a 7 out of 10,
oh
just
my God.
Because like I
what
never
the heck
worn
is
it.
That? I'm sorry, that just looks so weird.
Okay, how are you?
What
did
you send me? I think they're kind of weird looking. I don't know what the point of them are. I feel like
I mean it's just like a really fancier cold. Version of like really cool. Imagine skating in that though. Oh my god,
you would like slice yourself if they fly up. I'd give it a 4 out of 10.
All right, you can say the last
3.5.
3.5.
Mini bags and sunglasses.
Okay. Mini bags, they are very, especially the ones that are like a purse and they just like hang by your shoulder. They're cute with outfits. They're just not practical. Like, what are you gonna put in there? Maybe just like a lipstick or like your phone sometimes or something.
You can't even fit your own phone in it.
Yeah, like there's a there are ones that are so incredibly small that you can only fit like a dime.
If yeah,
you guys know what a dime is. It's a coin. And then, well, yeah. Some of them are, like, the bigger rectangular ones. Those ones probably can fit your phone and, like, a few mean, things. Like, but, like, bags? What is the point of bags if you can't put anything in it? Sure, they look cute and stuff, but I don't know. I don't see the practicality of it. So I would give it, like, a 6 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. They look nice, except when they're ridiculously small. Of course, they're cute, but it's like, come on. Really? Like, why would you have the tiny little thing?
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like you'd have it, like, for a doll or something. Just, I don't know. Like, very low. Yeah. Like, 4 or 5.
Okay.
I'll give it a 5.
Okay. Last but not least, tiny sunglasses. Again, why they are not practical. They don't block any UV rays or sunlight, whatever they're called. Yeah. They're just for the look, I guess. So I personally don't. I like bigger sunglasses just because like my glasses are pretty bigger on my face, and just bigger on my face just looks better for me, not smaller things, but. I don't know. It's up to you and your, I don't know, your face shape. But yeah. I would give it, like, a 5 out of 10.
Yeah, well, I feel like these, like, they could make your head look really big if they're, like, small glasses, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And some people just, like, some coaches want your head to look big, and some coaches want your head to look big. I don't know. I'm really not into that stuff, but, yeah.
Sorry.
That's a great
put on some people though.
Yeah, that's a great way to end this episode.
Yes.
Well, you can tell that my favorite thing were baby teeth and Crocs. Ariel does not agree, but that's okay.
What? What about them?
About the
baby teeth and Crocs? I love those.
No, Crocs.
Oh, Crocs. Crocs, no.
Okay.
Sorry. But it only put on you.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for pressing this episode and listening to it. And we'll talk to you guys next Saturday or whenever day of the week you're listening.
Goodbye, people.
Bye.
See you next week.
We hope you guys really enjoyed that episode.
Make sure to come back next Saturday for another one.
You can follow us on Instagram.
Our podcast Instagram is the.planet.a.podcast.
My Instagram is _AlexandraLuck_.
And mine is Ariel_FigureSkates.
Thanks so much for listening.
And catch us next week. See ya.